6:02 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop trek. From the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never worse, from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex. I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for the next 2 hours. Yeah. Anyway. Hopefully the phones will work. And 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Just give me a little time to finish setting up, will ya? I'm going to get into it with a couple of crazy tunes. And then from there, who knows? These are the Desperate Hours. We can fight.
Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
All the same. Yeah.
6:17 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Anyway, this is the new talk break bed, at least for the next couple of weeks. The Hustler is doing inertia. I got the compilation, Surf Legends and Rumors. It was originally released on the Downey label in 1964. Anyway, you just heard the Bad Seeds do A Taste of the Same, originally released on the J. Beck label in 1965. I got off the compilation Garage Beat 66 Volume 5, came out in 2005 on Sundays. Before that, from the soundtrack of my late adolescence, Black Sabbath from the Sabotage LP, came out in 1975 on Warner Brothers. Am I Going Insane? Parenthesis, radio, close parenthesis. Then we kicked it off with the Craig, featuring drummer Carl Palmer, who'd go on to greater fame with Emerson, Lake and Palmer. The Craig did I Must Be Mad, originally released on the Fontana label in the UK in 1966. I got this one, it's been comped a bunch of times. I got off the Nuggets 2 box set. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 if you want to touch base. If you want to relive the horror, you can always go to the WMFO archives. It's going over the www.wmfo.org. Click on schedule, go over to Thursday evenings on Thursday and scroll down to 6 o'clock. And by the good grace of the DMCA, and the wording is very, very vague. You can, the archives stay there for 2 weeks. Of course, if you want to get a hold of me between shows and you're on Facebook, admit it, you are. Just go over to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. You can message me from there. Or you can email me between shows. And if you're so inclined, you can put together an ID for me. You just heard John Tremblay, whose show on In the Red is on WNMC and www.wmnmc.org on Friday nights, alternating Friday nights. They did one the Friday after last Friday, so it'll be on a week from tomorrow. Anyway, did you know that medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year? Yeah, you can help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, so yeah, we got a new one by the Hustlers. That'll probably take us to the end of the year as far as talk break beds go. Well, I forgot to tell you where to send those IDs. If you make a WAV, whatever, you don't have to have a claim to fame. If you're in a band, great. If you're not, you don't have a radio show, that's great too. Just give you a general geographic area. No, not your exact address. Fire it off and just say, Alex, Desperate Hours, WMFO, and all the possible combinations. Make a WAV or an MP3 out of it and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. For those who've been allowing me to torture their eardrums for the last 20 plus years, yes. It's the old Coffee and Smokes address. The hoarder in me says I can't let it go. Let's get back into it. And a few neat things to play. These are the Desperate Hours.
Dick Cannon, private investigator. I'm in a very desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to
The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Over and out.
Oh yeah, left foot in, right foot out. Third foot in the grave. 6:30 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Anyway, I'll explain away this last short set. Tommy Rowe did Jam Up Jelly Tight, released on the ABC label in 1969. The B-side was Moon Talk, which was a tribute to the moon landing that had happened that year. With that, Bent Fabric and his piano from 1962 on the Atco label here in the States. I believe he was from Sweden or something, or Norway. I don't know. Alley Cat, the staple of many a wedding from about 1962 to about probably the mid-90s when the electric slide kind of usurped it. Yes, that's when you get all the old ladies out there in their polyester pantsuits doing a holly golly. Bent Fabric with Alley Cat. And then before that, Sheila Ferguson will go on to somewhat greater fame with the 3 Degrees. Did Are You Satisfied? Originally released on the Swan label 1965. I got off the compilation Looking Stateside. Came out earlier this year on RPM. Danny will not be in with the lounge. Not sure if he secured a sub. So they'll be back next week. I brought Christmas music. I don't always have a Christmas show, and it's not being, worrying about who's going to get butthurt or whatever, but just not that many good Christmas songs. You roll out the same stuff every year that everybody's going to play. So hopefully what I brought, the couple of songs I'm going to play this week, hopefully there's something you haven't heard in years and years. And a couple more next week and a couple more the week after. And maybe I will throw in things like Frosty the Snowman and whatnot throughout the winter, because the winter songs are not Christmas songs. They're not even Yuletide songs when you think about it. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Keep being quiet. She might be holding something inside
that'll really, really hurt.
If you love me, then let me know. If you don't want, then tell me so. But stop pretending just to lead me astray. If you
Eastern Time. Yes, 45 minutes has just blown by. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay. Let me tell you what I just played. Sir the Clovers. They have Love Potion number 9, Clovers. Did Stop Pretending. That was released on the Porwin label in 1963. Before that, the Persuaders from 1971 on Atco. Thin Line between Love and Hate. Covered pretty well by the Pretenders. Even though I was kind of lukewarm on them. I know. Sacrilege. Whatever. The Rabbits from Greece. A track that was originally released on the Panvox label in 1966. Did Run Around of a Girl. I got off a compilation, Greek Garage Bands of the 60s. Released in 1997 on the Greek label Music Box International. For the heck of it, I went on Discogs and put through Panvox Records. And like the cheapest of any records over that any dealers are selling is like, you know, well into the double figures. Like pushing triple figures. And many in the triple figures. I know a disc jockey who's got most of those. That's what drove the price up. Well, that House of Lords did This Is My Last Stand, originally released on the Bua label in 1967. I got off the Lance Records compilation, It's a Hard Life. And then we kicked off the set with Satori, a track called Time Machine, originally released on the Stefik label in 1967. I believe that was in Texas. I got off a trash box. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. When I touch bass, throw me off my rhythm, whatever. When I get a hold of me between shows, it's Coffee and Smokes at Verizon.net. You're on social media, namely Facebook. Admit it, you probably are. Over the Desperate Hours on Facebook, the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page, not the movie, but Desperate Hours on WMFO, and like it. Anyway. What is this? Anyway. Something from the exec board. I do open up. I make sure that my email is... Anyway. They are on. Anyway. I'm just reacting to something. I'm just short fuse. Anyway. This next set will take us past the halfway point in the show, a.k.a. the point of no return. So by all means, let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Hi, This is Mike Stewart from The Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on The Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
My money was a crying shame.
Oh, Mary Lou,
Mary Lou.
She took my diamond ring.
Oh, Mary Lou,
Mary Lou.
She took my watch and chain.
Mary Lou.
She took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and she drove afar. Left me stranded in a Kalamazoo. Making her a fortune off a fool like you. She got her a rich man, had a dozen kids. Drove that cat until he flipped his lid.
Mary Lou,
Mary Lou.
She took my diamond ring.
Mary Lou,
Mary Lou.
She took my watch and chain.
Mary Lou.
She took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and she drove afar. About a week ago, told me she was sorry that she hurt me so. I had a 55 Ford and a $2 bill. Way she took that, a man, it gave me a chill.
Mary Lou,
she took my diamond ring.
Mary Lou,
Mary Lou.
She took my watch and chain.
Mary Lou.
She took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and she drove afar. Well, she jumped my kitty and she drove her far.
Boom, 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 boom